Women's E-News, weekly summary of news about women, women's issues, and from women's perspectives. From the weekly Cheers and Jeers column of April 18, 2009. I'm Ana Maria Roque. Starting with the good news, Cheers, Afghan women protest. About 300 women marched in the streets of Kabul on April 15th to protest a new Afghan law that restricts their freedoms, despite facing a violent counter-demonstration, the Ottawa Citizen reported. Men shouted at the protesters, who were mostly young women, calling them whores among other epithets, threw stones and smashed the taillights of the protesters' bus. The Afghan police kept the mob at bay as the women marched. Despite the hecklers, the women walked 2 miles to the parliament building, where they delivered a petition calling for the law's repeal. The law was signed last month by Afghan President Hamid Karzai, and has been criticized for introducing a range of restrictions on women's rights and legalizing marital rape. The legislation was proposed by Afghanistan's Shiite community and requires, for example, that women obtain permission to work for pay or visit a doctor. More news to cheer this week. The Australian government recently decided to allow the use of its foreign aid funding for the provisions of abortion services and information overseas, RH Reality Check reported. After 6 months of parliamentary debate, it was decided to overturn this 12-year restriction on how foreign aid can be spent. The Australian government decision follows the lead of US President Obama, who repealed the global gag rule earlier this year. Campaigners in Romania have effectively used the media to help break the public silence around the issue of domestic violence against women and to lobby for changes in laws, reported the Interpress service. For example, ads featuring celebrities with artificial bruises and scars have been widely featured and discussed in the media, and public debate on domestic violence has been organized. A study conducted last year by the Center of Urban and Regional Sociology in Bucharest showed that over 21% of the women in Romania have faced assault, either in their current relationship or in the past. The 800-year-old Tibetan Drukpa lineage of Buddhism is empowering women by reviving the ancient tradition of women masters and monks, the Indo-Asian News reported. Its head, the Gyalwang Drukpa, has given the order to its first-ever female master, despite protests by some Buddhists. This form of Buddhism is based in Nepal and practiced in Bhutan and India. And now for the downside of news. Jeers, Afghan activist killed. Sitara Akhagzai, one of Afghanistan's leading women's rights activists, was murdered earlier this week in Kandahar by Taliban gunmen, The Independent reported. Akhagzai, a member of the Kandahar Provincial Council, was standing outside her home when two men on a motorbike shot her in broad daylight. Earlier this year, Akhagzai helped organize a national sit-in of more than 11,000 women in 7 provinces to mark International Women's Day. Afghanistan's police have arrested 2 men accused of gunning down Akhagzai, but the suspects have not been identified and there are no further details about the arrest, Reuters reported. More news to cheer this week. The US newsroom have changed little in gender and race composition during the past 10 years, according to the annual report issued by the American Society of News Editors. In 1999, 49% of the reporters in the newspaper were female. Now, 45% of reporters are. 10 years ago, 21% of newspaper copy editors and those with similar tasks were female. Now, 23% are. And 10 years ago, 22% of supervisors were female. Now, 25% of the bosses are women. Women have comprised 60% or more of the graduates of journalism and communication college programs for the past decade. A new report by the International Campaign for Human Rights in Iran indicates that the persecution of women rights advocates has intensified in the past year. For example, Ali Ehtam Dost, a women's rights activist, has been jailed for 3 years for participating in a peaceful demonstration, in which 70 other people were also arrested. Iranian authorities have also shut down the Defenders of Human Rights Center, run by 2003 Nobel Prize winner Shirin Ebadi, a supplier of no-cost legal defense and other support for women's rights movement. During the past year, numerous of members of groups working to change Iran's discriminatory laws have been arrested, searched, interrogated, and prevented from meeting. China has now 32 million more boys under the age of 20 than girls as a result of the bias in favor of male offspring, a new study shows. The study, published online by British Medical Journal by two Chinese university professors and a London researcher, provides some of the first hard data on the extent of the gender disparity in China and the factors contributing to it. The researchers have attributed the imbalance almost entirely to Chinese couples' decision to abort female fetuses. Jennifer Thurston is managing editor for Women's E-News. Rita Henley-Jensen is editor-in-chief. Background music is by Joan Hickey. This production of Women's E-News is brought to you by VP Foundation and Yin Radio. This column and more news about women can be found on the Women's E-News website, womensenews.org. For Yin Radio, I'm Anumara Iroh.